Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about why it's necessary to inform the worker of wages and also the etiquette of handing over the payment of his wages to him. And this hadith is from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you know, the subject of employment and livelihood is a very important subject. It's been mentioned and alluded to in the Holy Quran in many places. For example, in one place of the Holy Quran, we read the following: "Is it they who dispense the mercy of your Lord? It is we who have dispensed among them their livelihood in the present life, and raised some of them above others in rank, so that some may take others into service, and your Lord's mercy is better than what they amass." And in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, one of the two women, this verse is about the daughters of the Prophet Shu'aib, alayhi salam, speaking to their father after they had encountered the Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, near the watering well. When they came back from that place and told their father what had transpired, they then said to their father, "Father, hire him. Indeed, the best you can hire is a powerful and trustworthy man." Right. So, you know, employment and livelihood, this is a very important topic. And, you know, like everything in Islam, it has its own etiquettes and it has its rules and regulations. One of the things that we must bear in mind when we want to hire somebody, you know, for some job, is that it's necessary to inform the worker of his, of, you know, the amount that we want to pay him before he begins, you know. So, you know, if he's satisfied with it, he can take the job. Otherwise, you know, he can reject it if he so fits. The Prophet said, "Give the worker his wage before his sweat dries up." Meaning, which indicates the fact that we shouldn't delay in paying him his wages, right, which is his wrong. "And inform him of his wage while he's still working," right? You know, a lot of times, especially in Eastern countries, right, you know, like they hire a worker and, you know, they're not very clear about how much they're going to pay him. And only after he's done and he's, you know, he or she has completed the task, you know, they inform the worker of the payment. And a lot of times the worker is dissatisfied with, you know, the payment that he is to receive. This is incorrect. In another hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam forbade using the services of a worker before he is informed of his wages. Right? And he said that you should always tell the worker how much you want to pay him before he begins. Right? And if we don't, this would be an instance of wronging the worker and oppressing him, which we have been prohibited from doing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, wronging the worker in his wage is a grave sin. It's one of the kaba'ir, or one of the grave sins. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at informing the worker of his wages and the etiquettes of paying him in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.